Wildlife research technician Dave Hoffman with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources stands on the banks of Lake Icaria in southwest Iowa. He holds a trumpeter swan snugly against his chest while addressing a crowd of elementary school children.
The word for baby swan is called cygnet. Can you guys say cygnet?
Cygnet!
So this cygnet is 11 months old, still a little gray, and they are a little shy.
Trumpeter swans are the largest waterfowl in North America, and many of the kids watching Hoffman in rapt attention stand not much taller than this long-necked bird. Hoffman is releasing the cygnet, as well as two adult males and two adult females. Hopes are high. Since last spring, flooding destroyed 19% of trumpeter swan nests in the state. Then in the fall, drought conditions killed a sizable number of cygnets. Prior to European settlers, trumpeter swan nests covered the prairies. By the 1930s, fewer than 70 of these birds could be found in the continental United States. Over the past two decades, the Iowa DNR's worked to restore trumpeter swan populations across Iowa, and in 2013, 46 mated pairs resided within the state. Efforts establishing the swans to northern Iowa have been successful. Now attention shifts to reintroducing the birds to the southern half of the state. To thrive, trumpeter swans need a healthy watershed, and plenty of vegetation grows in and around the lake, located about 35 miles from the Missouri border. This wasn't always the case. In 2005, the Adams County Conservation Board cleaned up Icaria, which was overrun with invasive species, yellow bass and carp.
It's like it's getting darker out here.
Park Officer Travis Paul says this rehab, which included a reconstructed wetland, changed Icaria's trajectory.
We drew the lake down 14 feet, and we used a chemical called rotenone to renovate the fish population. The water quality is phenomenal. This spring has probably been one of our premier pristine springs that I have seen so far.
In addition to trumpeter swans, today Paul regularly sees ducks, geese, pelicans, great blue herons, egrets, and osprey around the lake.
The water clarity in the main part of the lake right now is probably 5 to 6 foot of depth that you can see down to the bottom. It's beautiful, and it is the ideal setup for a constructed wetland.
The trumpeter swans in southern Iowa have a ways to go before they become self-sustaining. The successful restoration of Icaria proves it's possible. At Lake Icaria, I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.